朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
你看 John Wesley 跟 Charlie Wesley 的妈妈 Susanna 生了19个孩子。
Susanna, John and Charles Wesley, they had 19 kids.
八个幼年就死掉了，留下11个。
8 of them died in their infancy, and there were the 11 that were left behind.
他每一个孩子都会花单独的时间陪他们在灵修上，在属灵上。
And we know that it is for her customarily that every single child she would have private time with them concerning their spiritual well-being and growth.
为神家培养了这么两个贵重的器皿，把整个英国堕落的局面给转过来。
And she has raised these two wonderful sons that had turned the tide for the entire nation of England.
也给教会带来祝福。
It's brought about a tremendous blessing for the Church of God.
姊妹们啊，你们宝贵啊。
Sisters, you are precious.
不仅是神宝贵的女儿。
Not only are the precious daughter in the eyes of God.
神特别造你们是带着荣耀的目的，属天的价值。
But God has created you with a wonderful and glorious purpose.
和你的弟兄一起来做见证。
That with your brother, with your husband, that together you guys would testify.
和你的弟兄一起来为神家养育贵重的器皿。
That together you would raise up this the precious generation that is to come.
底下时间有请于师母上面。
I give the following time to Pastor Nancy. Whoa.
让威廉翻译中文。
She thought she was going to speak English and have me translate in Chinese.
但我三个礼拜没讲一个英文字了。
I haven't spoken English for the past 3 weeks.
我怕她没办法听得懂我讲什么。
And I was concerned that he may not understand what I am saying.
所以我还是用中文讲。
And I will share in Chinese.
我想她一定很高兴。
And Will is very very delighted that she's speaking Chinese.
我想刚刚听于弟兄讲了这一段以后
，And after hearing what Pastor Yu just shared，
可能我们在座有很多单身的弟兄姐妹
，Perhaps and I know there are a lot of singles among us。
那我们怎么去看女人呢
？And how do we view the role of women？
我想，即使我们今天没有结婚
，And even we are not married today，
感谢神，在基督的身体里面有男也有女。
We trust and we thank the Lord that in the body of Christ there are men and there are women。
我们这次在不同的教会里面，有一些的教会只有很多都是同工都是姐妹。
We visit particular churches in China where a lot of the co-workers, they are all women.
我也看到有一些的教会很多的同工都是弟兄。
And I've also visited some churches that the key co-workers, they're all men.
就像我们教会一样。
A lot like our church.
但我觉得如果都是姐妹，我觉得也有缺陷。
And I find that when it is all just women,there are shortfalls. There are things that are not complete.
主要都是弟兄，我觉得也非常的不足。
Predominantly, if there are all men, I feel that there are also deficiencies.
我很感谢神，我们在基督的身体里面，我们有弟兄也有姐妹。
I thank the Lord that in the body of Christ we have men and we have women.
所以我们可以互补。
And that we could cover one another.
我们可以来帮助彼此。
We can help one another.
那今天我们在讲这个女人，她不仅是天父的女儿。
And when we come to this particular topic and looking at the roles of women, not only are they the daughters of the of God,
而且她在神的眼中有属天的价值。
But she has tremendous worth and value.
但是为什么今天我们的题目讲到她们必须经过流泪谷呢
？Today, why do we say that they walk through the valley of Baca or valley of weeping?
Yeah, valley of 在中文的圣经 valley of Baca 的翻译是讲到。流泪谷
And again, Baca represents means weeping.
我想我们不知道大家同不同意，应该说可以说没有女人不流泪的。
And I don't know if you would all acknowledge the phrase that there are no women that would not shed tears.
中国很有名的文学作品《红楼梦》的作者说，女人是水做的。
There's a very famous book. I think it's The Dream of the Red Chamber.It says that women are made out of water.
红楼梦的英文是
I have no idea. I googled it.
okay. 那 这个当然这个很多的含义，但是其中有一个意思就是女人爱流眼泪。
But there are a lot of meanings behind that particular statement.
那各国的文化里面也可以都好像讲到女人的时候，好像都是觉得这是一个流泪是一个弱者的表现。
One of which is that women cries a lot, and a lot of culture perspective, it says the perception is that women is weak because they weep.
所以莎士比亚在借着这个哈姆雷特的手呢说。他是怎么说？他说：“弱者，你的名字叫女人。”
And Hamlet wrote, Shakespeare wrote in Hamlet that frailty, thy name is woman.
呀，讲的时候，我记得好像那个哈姆雷特，至少这个讲的时候是充满了这个很多的激情跟愤怒哈。
And when Hamlet, when he spoke these words, he was very agitated. There was a lot of anger in him.
那我们到底是不是弱者呢
？Are we weak？
弟兄姐妹，姐妹们觉得怎么样呢
？Sisters, how do you think? How do you respond to that？
那天父怎么看我们呢
？And how does our heavenly father view us？
我们是他的女儿。
We are his daughter。
在圣经里面，借着彼得前书圣经上说，他说：“你们做丈夫的要按情理和妻子同住。”
First Peter chapter 3 verse 7 says, Likewise, you husband dwell with them, your wives, with understanding.
因为他比你软弱。
Giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel.
或者在小字里面说有另外的翻译，就是说，因为她是软弱的器皿。
And again, because she is the weaker vessel.
与你一同承受生命之恩的。
As being heirs together of the grace of life.
所以你要敬重她。
So you must honor, giving honor to your wife.
这样便叫你的祷告没有阻碍。
In order that your prayers may not be hindered.
所以女人是软弱的器皿，但是圣经却说丈夫要敬重他的妻子。
Yes, women are stated as weaker vessels, but the Lord specifically said, the husband, you need to honor your wife.
人大半都是敬重比自己强的人
And oftentimes we honor those who are stronger than we are
但是这个敬重却用在比自己软弱的器皿上
But we see that this honor is used upon the vessel that is weaker than who you are
箴言也多次的说你不可离弃你母亲的法则
And we see in Proverbs that the Lord once again says that you shall not depart the teachings, admonishments of your mother
今天有许多的女人不喜欢承认是弱者。
A lot of women today do not want to acknowledge that I'm the weaker vessel or I'm weak.
但是造物的主说了，我们比较软弱。
But the Creator, the Author of the universe, says that we are the weaker vessel.
男人也软弱。
Men are weak too.
但是我们比较软弱。
But we are slightly weaker.
但是神却要叫那个比我们强一点的男人来敬重比他们软弱的女人。
But the Lord calls those vessels who are also weak to honor women who are weaker vessels.
所以我们女人也应该自重。
So we need to have a sense of self-esteem.
不要看轻自己。
That we do not despise ourselves.
不要与男人争强斗胜来赢得尊重。
That we do not fight for honor. We do not fight for respect.
那敬畏神的男人也应该都照着神的话来敬重这些与自己一同承受生命之恩的女人。
And all the men, if you do honor God, then you need to honor God's word when He calls us to honor our wives.
女人受到敬重不是因为她们比较强。
Women are honored not because they are stronger.
因为很多的时候我们希望能够借着我们比较强来赢得这个男人对我们的敬重。
And oftentimes we feel that the necessity where we need to demonstrate ourselves to be stronger to earn that respect, to earn that honor.
但是神要男人敬重女人，不是因为女人比较强。
And again, God's requirement, God's command for man to honor women is not because they're mightier, they're stronger.
因为他们是，而是因为他们是神的女儿。
But again, because they are my God's, they're my daughter.
与男人一同承受生命之恩。
They are to be co-heirs of the grace of life.
即使比男人软弱，也应该受到敬重。
Even so, even if they were truly weaker than men, that they still need to be honored.
姐妹们赞不赞成
？Sisters, do you amen?
阿门，阿门。如果你有女儿的，你阿爸阿门。
If you have daughters, do you amen?
啊，但是这个好像是弱者的女人为母则强，当了母亲，她就比较 比较就刚强，就比较刚强。
It seems like women as they become mothers, there's a strength that comes upon them.
但是我要说，做母亲的流的泪比她单身的时候还多。
And I want to comment that women oftentimes when they become moms, they weep even more so than when they were single.
的母亲的眼泪不是弱者的眼泪，往往不是弱者的眼泪。
The tears of moms, they are not tears of weakness.
而是因为爱而受伤的眼泪。
It is because tears that flows from their love.
所以我今天很快的讲三个在圣经中的母亲，非常快的讲。
And very quickly, I can only mention about these three moms in scripture.
这个故事大家都非常的熟悉。
And I trust that you know these characters.
第一个我讲到耶稣的母亲。
The first one is the mother of Jesus.
玛利亚。
Mary.
她失去她挚爱的长子。
She lost her first son, the son whom she loves.
其实她从第一天，她从的第一天开始，他就知道他有一天他的这个孩子会为全人类而死。
And from the very first day, she knows that this child is going to die for the world.
他的这个儿子是神的儿子。
That this child is the son of God.
是要为着神的旨意而活的。
He is to live for the will of God.
不能照他的母亲的意思，而要照着天父的意思。
And not according to the heart of a mom, but it needs to be according to the heart of his heavenly father.
失去孩子是一个很大的创伤。
This great wound that comes to losing a child.
不是许多的母亲都有这样子的经历。
And we thank God not too many moms have such an experience.
但是玛利亚在这个失去的经历中。
But Mary in this process of losing her son.
她只有回到奉献的起点才可能过得去。
She can only come.To the very origin of her offering, of her sacrifice, then can she overcome this wound?
当天使来告诉她她要生这样一个孩子的时候
When the angel Gabriel came and told her, you're going to be with child.
这个年轻的女孩子实在是非常的为难
This young virgin, she was perplexed.
但是她却对神对这个天使回应她说我是主的使女情愿照你的话成就在我的身上
Amazingly, Mary responded and said, Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word, the will of God.
Let it be.
Let it be.
她这样一个这是她生这个孩子的时候她的一个对神一个完全的降服
She was completely obedient to the Lord as she raised this child.
所以当她在经历这个没有办法用言语来比喻来了解别人不能够了解的这个失去的时候
And when she can no longer describe the sense of this loss, the magnitude of this loss,
她回到这个完全降服的奉献的起点
As she comes back to the origin of this offering before God,
她才能够有力量
She found strength.
她也知道这个失去有它的意义。
And then she began to comprehend that this loss has a purpose and a meaning.
也是因为这个失去。
And because of this particular loss,
玛利亚才更体会了神要把她的儿子托付给她的这个心意。
She began to comprehend how is it possible for God to commit His Son into her hands.
我想今天我们很多在座的女人或者是会听到这篇道的女人我们也都经历了不同的失去。
And I trust a lot of the women who are sitting in this room, we all suffered loss.
在这样子的失去中经历极大的痛苦。
In the midst of our loss, we all have a lot of pain and a lot of hurt.
可能失去孩子。
Perhaps you have lost a child.
失去丈夫。
Perhaps you lost your husband.
失去爱情。
Lost a romance.
失去我们在生命中觉得非常宝贵的东西。
You lost things that are very precious in your sight.
但是只有在这个失去它具有属天和永恒意义的时候。
But only when this loss has a spiritual and internal purpose and value.
这个因为失去而有的创伤才能够得着安慰。
Would this wound truly be comforted?
而这个生命也因此而能够更丰盛。
And we discover that because of it, your life becomes fuller.
第二个女人
The second woman that I want to talk about
是参孙的母亲
Samson's mom.
参孙的母亲是一个圣经中没有记载她名字的女人
The scripture does not mention her name.
她因为神需要器皿
Because the Lord is in need of vessels,
所以他把他的儿子奉献给神。
And so she consecrated her child to the Lord,
成为拿细尔人。
That he would be a Nazarite,
特特的离俗来归给神。
That he would be set apart, apart from the world, consecrated to the Lord.
不要他属于世界。
That she did not want him to be of this world.
我相信这个母亲她一定尽她的全力来培养这个儿子。
And I really do believe that this mom used all of her might to raise up her son.
预备来给神用。
That she would prepare him.For the use of the Lord.
但是他眼见儿子落在各样的试探中。
But right before her eyes, she sees her son falling in temptation after temptation.
过着罪恶的生活。
That he is in a lifestyle of sin.
我想这位母亲的羞辱肯定比他的儿子参孙还要来更大。
And I trust in a lot of ways the shame that she feels and she suffers greater than the shame that Samson endured.
但是他却无能为力。
But she finds that she's helpless.
他眼睁睁地看着他精心培养的儿子一次又一次的失败。
And again, right before her eyes, time and time again, she sees her own son failing time and time again.
这是一个何等何等大的创伤。
Can you imagine the magnitude of that wound?
今天许多女人的眼泪。
And I know that a lot of tears of women.
不是为着自己。
They do not weep for themselves.
而是为着自己所爱的人离开神的旨意。
They weep for the fact that those whom they love have departed from the will of God.
是神的计划在他们的身上遇见失败。
That they see that the will of God, the plans of God in their lives seems to have suffered loss.
而更痛苦的是自己无能为力。
And the greater pain that's to come is that they feel completely helpless.
什么也不能做。
I can't do a thing.
我不知道这个无能为力的女人她是怎么祷告的。
I don't know this woman when she feels so helpless. How did she pray?
但是我相信她一定为她的儿子祷告。
And I trust that I know that she's been praying for her son.
后来参孙在希伯来书第十一章里面与其他十几个信心的伟人并列在其中。
And we come and discover in Hebrews chapter 11 that Samson was numbered among the heroes of faith.
她背后那个祷告的女人
And I trust the woman that was praying for him, behind him,
肯定不是那个把她陷在最终的大利拉
And I know it was not Delilah that has caused him to fall into sin,
而是这位敬虔的母亲
But it was this godly mom.
第三个女人
The third woman that I want to talk about,
讲到在创世纪中
You'll discover her in the book of Genesis.
第一个女人夏娃
The very first woman, Eve.
我们总是有很多很多的遗憾
And I trust for many of us, we all have regrets.
常常会有人访问的时候说，如果你重来一次，你会怎么样？
Oftentimes we come across this question. People ask, if you could do it over again, what would you do differently?
我想别人一问我们这个问题的时候，我们心里面就挑起了我们里面的遗憾。
And I trust that every time we come to this question, these regrets within our hearts they are surfaced.
希望我们有机会可以再重来一次。
And we desire that there would be another opportunity for me to do over.
没有一个女人会比夏娃有更大的遗憾。
And I would dare to say that no woman have greater regret than Eve.
她受了诱惑，自以为聪明，拉着她的丈夫一起违背了神的话。
She was deceived. She was tricked, and she thought she was wise, and she took her she let her husband to go against the word of God.
我想夏娃在那一刻，她一定认为说。他在帮助亚当。
And I do trust that Eve, at that very moment, she thought she was being helpful to Adam.
他可能认为亚当不太用脑筋。
And she probably thought Adam was an idiot.
没有远见。
And that he does not have foresight.
不像他那样有眼光。
And that he does not have the capacity to see the value behind things.
而且他幸好他社交能力强，才探听到了好消息。
And she trusts that because her ability to social that she came across this wonderful news.
等到他们被赶出伊甸园的时候
Until the very moment they were cast out of the Garden of Eden.
我想夏娃的这个悔恨一定是无与伦比的
And I trust the regret that Eve felt cannot be compared.
她巴不得能够重新来过
How she wished I could do it over.
所以他给他的儿子，他出了伊甸园以后，他生了一个儿子，长子叫他给他取名叫该隐。
And so she gave birth to her first son, Cain.
因为她说耶和华使我得了一个男子。
Because the Lord has given me a male child.
让她以为她可以得到安慰。
So she thought she would be comforted.
但是没有想到更大的遗憾是这个使她受安慰的长子却因为这个 EQ 这个情商太差而杀了她的弟弟。
And not to come to discover this child that was supposed to comfort her.He ended up, because of his low EQ, killed his own brother.
然后这个该隐就受了耶和华的咒诅，离开神的面。
And Cain was cursed by God, and he was cast out from the presence of the Lord.
在圣经中，有时候看到我们的儿子不成器，好像孙子还蛮好的。
And now we see that maybe our sons,
就像撒母耳一样。
Our sons, and that they may not come to something, but we see something valuable that will come from their children.
但是圣经中记载该隐的子孙也不讨神的喜悦。
But the scripture tells us that the children of Cain, they were not pleasing to the Lord.
罪恶好像在这个家中是遗传的，没完没了。
The sin seems to be generational. It went on and on. It did not come to an end.
幸好夏娃又得了第三个儿子。
Thank God that Eve was she conceived and had a third child.
叫做赛特。
And his name is Seth.
给他取这个名字的时候，这个意思是说，神另外给我立了一个儿子代替亚伯。
And the reason why he was called Seth was the meaning was that God has gave me another child to replace Abel.
从赛特一直到耶稣基督。
From Seth all the way to Jesus Christ.
连成了一条救赎的生命线。
And we see this line of salvation.
最终完成了神的计划。
At the very end, God's will has been accomplished.
完成了神的救赎。
God's salvation has been done.
我相信夏娃她这个以为是永远都不可能恢复的这个遗憾，她才有了出路。
And I trust that
如果她知道的话，如果她现在知道
，if she knew then what we know now, she'd discover.There was a way out to her regrets.
有人说大部分的家庭都是一团乱。
There's people that will say most families, it's in shambles.
It's
chaotic.
Messy.
It's messy.
大部分很多的家庭都是一团乱的。
Most families are messy.
如果这么说是对的话
if this saying is true,
我想我们可以说大部分的女人都有创伤。
And I wouldsay that most women have wounds.
比较软弱不是因为我们有创伤的原因。
But again, being the weaker vessel is not because we have more wounds.
爱是我们有创伤的原因。
Love is the reason why we have wounds.
受伤的时候我们就流眼泪。
When we are wounded, we weep, we cry.
我们流许多的眼泪。
And we shed many tears.
只有耶稣基督是我们的医治。
But only Jesus, He is our healing.
当我们因为爱而软弱的时候
，When we are weak because we love,
也只有耶稣基督是我们力量的泉源。
And only Jesus can be the source of our strength.
但愿创伤之后留下来的不是只是伤疤。
And I pray that at the end of these wounds are not just scars that are left behind.
而是更丰盛的生命成为别人的祝福
But a fuller life that could be a blessing to more and more people
所以我好不好请 Projector 的同工帮我们把84篇能够第六节开始能够帮我们放出来
I'd like to ask the projection team again to put up Psalm 84 starting verse 6 and 7
他们经过流泪谷叫这谷变为泉源之地并有秋雨之福
As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools.
他们行走力上加力，个人到锡安朝见神。
They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion.
我们都非常喜欢这第六节。
We love verse 6.
但是是什么原因让他们可以经过流泪谷使这谷变为泉源之地呢
And what enables them to go through this valley of weeping, but they can come to a place of spring?
我们就回到第五节。
And we need to come to verse 5.
好，靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的，这人变为有福。
Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage.
我自己是女人
I'm a woman myself
我是一个 也容易流泪的女人。
And I shed tears easy.
啊，不会 above average， 不没有没有说比女比其他人都爱流眼泪。
I don't think I'm I tend to cry more than the average.
啊，我知道有一些我学到了一些最近从年轻人学到一些话叫做泪点很低。
I've learned this term from younger women nowadays that we have a low threshold for tears.
好棒哦！这个我想我不是很低，但是呢，差不多是 average.
And again, I evaluate myself to be average.
所以我能够非常的体会，真的我们在受创伤的时候那个流泪的感觉。
And I can identify the sense and the notion as we are being wounded.
但是我想我今天在这里跟我们所有的姐妹们我们一起来共勉。
And I want to encourage all the sisters here this morning.
不管在我们的这人生的经历里面。
No matter what we encounter in life.
我们经历什么样子的创伤。
And no matter what type of wounds come along our way.
可能是因为失去。
Again, maybe because of loss.
可能是无能为力。
Perhaps you feel like you're helpless.
可能在我们的人生中我们做错了很多的决定，做错了很多的事，有非常大的遗憾。
Perhaps you're regretful of the choices or the things that you've done.
但是若是我们能够向往锡安大道，
But if you can set your heart on pilgrimage towards Zion,
靠我们的神有力量，
That you may renew your strength by the Lord your God,
我们便是有福的。
We will be blessed.
因为当我们虽然经过流泪谷，
Yes, though we walk through the valley of weeping,
但是我们却能够使这谷成为泉源之地。
This valley will turn into a land of springs.
并且有秋雨之福盖满了全谷。
And the rain also covers it with pools.
而且我们不孤单。
And we're not alone.
因为我们在走过这条路的时候，我们有许多的同伴。
And as we go through this path, we discover we have a lot of companions.
都同样的经历，神是我们的医治。
And we experience together that God is our healing.
他是我们力量的泉源。
He is the source of my strength. Amen. I keep telling Pastor Nancy I don't need to come up here again. She can conclude.
我想你从他的交通里面就可以证明为什么神说那人独居不好。
And from her sharing, you come to discover why the Lord said it is not good that that man be alone.
我们弟兄们都喜欢大声疾呼讲道理。
We all like to, as brothers, we like to shout out loud, we like to argue about a principle.
我特别包括了他。
And he included me as well.
但是姊妹们其实他们的经历他们的生命其实常常都比我们深很多的。
And our sisters, our dear sisters, pertaining to life and their experiences in life, oftentimes deeper than us as brothers.
我相信没有经过流泪谷没有第一手的来经历是说不出这样子的信息。
And I trust that for those who have not gone through the valley of weeping, it is hard, they would not be able to express this message.
刚才于师母特别说过没有一个女人不曾经流泪过。
And she said earlier that not a single woman has never wept.
他们之所以受伤并不是因为软弱的缘故。
They are wounded not because they are weak.
他们之所以受伤乃是因为爱的缘故。
They are wounded because they love.
多少的伤痕都是因为所爱的所带来的。
A lot of the wounds, a lot of the scars, they came because they loved.
他们要失去的最爱的像玛利亚一样。
They're going to lose what they love most, just like Mary.
他们对所爱的无能为力，像苍生的母亲一样。
They're helpless concerning the ones that they love, just like Samson's mom.
他们对人生那么多重要的事情上充满了遗憾，像夏娃一样。
Like a lot of things that they would be regretful in their life, just like Eve.
但是感谢主，当他们经过流泪谷的时候。
But we are so thankful to the Lord that as they walk through the valley of Baca.
因着他们身上有一个共同的经历和共同的特点，他们都走出来了。
Because they have a common experience, they have a commona point, they can all walk out of it.
因着神的介入，因着神的帮助。
Because God intervened, God helped.
因着他们转向神，因着心中向往锡安大道。
Because they turned to the Lord, because their heart was set on pilgrimage to Zion.
他们不仅经过流泪谷。
Not only do they walk through the Valley of Baca,
他们也曾经在流泪谷里面有许多流泪的经历。
And they have all these experiences of weeping in that valley.
但是他们的结局都是走出来了。
But their end is that they all come out of it.
让这个谷成为泉源之地，而且秋雨之福盖满了全谷。
That this valley may become a spring, that the rains will cover it in pools.
所以我们真的很希望，在座所有的姊妹们。
And yes, our desires for all the sisters who are here.
不管你现在才 teenager 或者还没结婚或者在婚姻中有孩子没孩子
whether you are teenagers whether you are still single whether you are a mom with children or you're just you're a wife
我希望我们没有一个人这一生我们的流泪是没有价值的
and how I pray that not a single tear is shed without value
也希望没有一个女人被困在流泪谷而走不出来
and how we pray that not a single woman would be stuck in that valley that they cannot come out of.
因着我们知道天父爱我们，也因着我们转向他。
Oh, that to know that our Heavenly Father loves us, and when we turn to Him,
能够靠着他有力量。
That by Him we would have strength.
我们心中向往锡安大道。
And that our hearts would long for pilgrimage towards Zion.
神的约柜在锡安，锡安说到神的同在。
The tabernacle of the Lord rests in Zion. It speaks about the presence of God.
神的宝座在锡安，说到神的主权在哪里。
God enthrones in Zion. Speaks of His authority. His reign is in Zion.
所以不管今天的经历多么痛苦。
And so no matter what we experience in life today.
让希望我们像刚刚于师母提醒我们的，他们都有一个共同的特点。
And Pastor Nancy reminded us, they all have a common experience.
都因为他们转向了神。
It's all because when they all turn to the Lord.
在无能为力的时候也转向神。
And when they were helpless, they turned to the Lord.
在失去了一切的时候也转向神。
When they lost everything, they turned to the Lord.
在曾经带来的这么多的遗憾，犯了这么多错，他们仍然转向神。
When they made all these mistakes and they made all these errors, they still turned to the Lord.
他们都得到了主的结局。
And they all had the Lord's end.
让他们的苦没有一个是白受的。
And they did not suffer in vain.
他们都为神家带来了极大的祝福。
And they all brought about a great blessing for the house of God.
他们都带来了一个荣耀的结局。
And they brought a glorious end.
弟兄姊妹，希望我们在主面前彼此勉励。
So brothers and sisters, we pray that we would admonish one another.
做孩子的，做丈夫的。
That those of us who are children, those of us who are husbands,
希望我们也都能够珍惜我们的母亲。
That we will love, we will treasure our moms.
能够好好体谅我们做妻子的。
We will come and think on behalf of our wives.
希望在教会里面跟世界不一样。
How I pray that here in the house of God, it is different from the world.
照着神的心意，在神的爱中，我们一起往前。
That according to the heart of God, together we will move forward.
是的，流泪谷虽然免不了。
Yes, it is.Impossible for us to avoid this valley of weeping.
但是流泪谷永远不是神命定的结局。
But it is never an end to God's desire and will in our lives.
到锡安来朝见神。
He wants us to end in Zion to see God.
所以诗篇八十四篇这一段结束在他们行走，力上加力。
So we in the Psalm 84, the verses that we read, and concludes on the notion that they walk from strength to strength.
他们不甘心停留在流泪谷。
They do not want to stay put at the Valley of Baca.
他们靠着神继续往前。
By God, they continue to move forward.
至终穿越的流泪谷。
And they press on to the point that they would pass this valley.
带来的秋雨之福。
And they bring forth the spring rain.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。